Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm speaking with J.D. Alexander, who is president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And J.D., tell me a little bit about yourself first.
Well, it's great to be here. I'm a cattle feeder farmer from northeast Nebraska. With my family operation, we have about a 5,000-head feedlot. I usually raise yearling steers, fatten them out, and sell them to a variety of packers. Luckily, we have a good resource for packers across Nebraska. Farm about 2,000 acres of primarily corn, so third generation and enjoying it very much so.
Well, as we look at the year ahead, as we have this convention here in January, and 2010 was kind of a crazy year, what are your thoughts about the year ahead?
Well, we're always optimistic. And crazy years, I think every year you can probably designate that. The one thing I do want to point out is the good thing about 2010 is in a lot of segments of our industry did become profitable or being able to recoup some of the losses from the previous years. So that is kind of a start, and we're very optimistic. And, of course, from the Cattle Facts information at the convention today, it appears that our market is still on the right track and doing well. You know, we're always, of course, we're the professional organization that looks at all the issues across the board. No matter how big or small, if they're going to affect producers, we're going to try and be on top of them and be alert, work with our legislators and so on as far as how to try and get it to go in the direction of the producers and on their behalf. That and promoting beef, making it the wholesome, good product it is, making sure that it's presented in the right fact and promoting it to create demand is the things we're going to be concentrating on.
What do you see as the key policy issues for 2011?
I would have to say the key policy issues are, you know, the government oversight on a lot of issues. We've seen some going back to GPSA. We've analyzed that, and we're kind of in a position now where it's on hold, and the government is looking at it. The USDA is going to do an analysis of it financially, and which we had encouraged all along. You know, we've encouraged our producers to study it and look at it, see how it would affect their bottom line, and then let them make the decision. The other, of course, we're really ecstatic about is the extension or the changing of the estate tax. Boy, that was going to be down to the line and just not very favorable at all for production agriculture with the amount of dollars that we have in land, cattle, resources, et cetera. You know, EPA is always something that we're going to be working on. The environment, I always said, there is no better environmentalist than producers. We make our living from the environment, so we're going to take care of it any way we can to make sure that it's there for us for the future and work with it harmoniously and make sure it's sustainable.
What about harmony within the beef cattle industry? Definitely had a lot of division, I would say, in 2010. Do you hope that's going to get better?
Oh, by all means. Yes, we certainly want to do. You know, we're in a minority here, and we're producing product in beef, and our agriculture is really in a minority across the nation. And you cannot have your own organizations within your industry not working together. We've got too many outside resources with a lot of ideas that really want to put us out of business. So I think it's imperative that we all somehow can work things out. We're not going to agree on everything and all items, but as always said, my wife and I don't agree with everything either. So, yeah, we're still married. So, but no, I think it is. We've got a lot of things going on, and you know, the pressure from outside negative people are really increasing, and you know, we've got things that really need to be harmonious with and working forward and maintaining that agriculture is a viable and a sustainable business.
Thank you very much, J.D. Alexander, President-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.